Medical neglect, abuse, lack of access and clean water, and nutritious food have led to 20 detainees inside the Adelanto Immigration Detention Center to start a hunger strike in an effort to demand humane conditions inside the facility.
I really ask that you guys acknowledge what these human beings are going through and that they're willing to do this to raise their voice. Even though their condition's not good, they're afraid, they're intimidated, they're yelled at, and they're willing to do that. So I think that we should be willing to do also the same and voice out what they're going through.
That was Ava, the wife of Luis, a hunger striker detained at Desert View Annex, one of California's 7 private for-profit ICE detention centers. While strikers are unable to speak to the press, their family and attorneys are raising the alarm to share what they describe as inhumane conditions at the facility, ultimately forcing them to go on a hunger strike to meet their demands. Attorney Caleb Soto said migrants at Desert View are already malnourished, but a hunger strike is their last resort. Bond reform, improved facility conditions, adequate medical care, nutritious food, accountability for the deaths of detainees, the right to organize, and the total shutdown of Adelanto and Desert View are among their core demands. According to Soto, the release process in the facility is hard to come by, and when they are offered release bonds, migrants can't afford the cost of them, leaving them trapped.
Currently, the bond system, which is supposed to provide a legal mechanism for release, has been systematically dismantled. The Trump administration declared that anyone who entered without papers was ineligible for bond, regardless of their record, their family, their ties to the community. Hundreds of courts found that policy illegal, but ICE and the immigration judges there at Adelanto kept applying it anyway. Discretionary releases have fallen 87%. And for those who do get a bond hearing, the average bond is now over $14,000, which is a stark increase from the previous administration.
Soto represents multiple detainees at Desert View. He says he's entered the facility numerous times and witnessed the conditions firsthand and corroborates their accounts. Kwok, the brother of a detainee who was previously held at Adelanto, echoed Soto's and the striker's statements. Kwok said detainees had insufficient access to healthy food, medical care, and recalled witnessing inhumane treatment towards detainees and their families.
The worst part about the conditions there is when you need medical help or had to be sent to medical, you were chained to medical beds, chained to yourself, legs, arms, all of that. The place Adelanto is just it's a disgusting place. They don't treat you like humans there. They don't treat families like humans.
The hunger strike at the detention center comes just days after the California Department of Justice released a new report finding that conditions inside California's immigration detention facilities are, quote, cruel, inhumane, and unacceptable. The state has been monitoring conditions since 2019 and says they have significantly deteriorated amid the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda. The 175-page report also confirms detainees' concerns, documenting lack of medical care, overcrowding, deteriorating living conditions, which also come amid a record number of deaths in custody. Investigators say they see a correlation between inadequate medical care and another historic high, the rising number of deaths in ICE custody. California Attorney General Rob Bonta.
There were 6 deaths between September 2025 and March 2026. 4 at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center and 2 at the Imperial Regional Detention Center.
In 2024, the number of deaths was 0. And while those deaths reflect tragedies unfolding here in California, they are also part of a growing number of deaths in ICE custody nationwide. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, the current death rate in ICE custody is estimated to be 7 times higher than it was just 2 years ago, with 48 total deaths reported since Trump took office, including 18 in 2026 alone. California's Attorney General says it was concerns like these that led to the California legislature to pass Assembly Bill 103, requiring the Department of Justice to review and publicly report on conditions inside immigration detention facilities operating in the state.
They shouldn't need us to tell them what's happening inside the facilities that they've contracted billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars to do this work. And I shouldn't have to walk it up to the head of DHS and tell him personally to inform him what's happening across the country.
Despite California's rules and regulations, the state's detention centers aren't meeting the standard, which has led to the migrants at Desert View Annex with no other resort than to go on a hunger strike. Migrants at the facility are also boycotting commissary purchases and withholding phone calls in an effort to pressure GEO Group, the private for-profit contractor that operates Desert View Annex and the neighboring Adelanto Detention Center, to address what detainees describe as abusive and dangerous conditions. GEO Group recently reported that its 2026 revenue increased by roughly 17%, or about $700 million, following a surge in detainees. KPFA News reached out to the GEO Group for comment, but the company had not responded to our request as of airtime. This is a developing story, and we will continue to bring you updates. For KPFA News, I'm Andrea Jimenez.